listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And it's a new day if you want it to be. Now, we're going to travel to Tanzania today.
Correct.
We have a very special guest who's visiting the United States. He also trained in the United States years ago, and he is, what do you refer to yourself? I know your name is Bella, but are you a reverend? Are you what?
Bishop.
Okay. And I'll ask you in a moment, what is a bishop? Because I go to Bishop Trevor's church sometimes down in Fort Pierce, and I don't know why, what this bishop thing is. Now, Oka, we have a long-standing friend. I think I've known you 25 years?
How many years have you been here? We came to Vero in 1998. And
That's when I first started.
You know, not long after that, I met you.
It was four years on the air then.
Yeah.
31 now.
Yeah.
So you've been hanging around this town for quite a while.
Been around.
John Robbins and St. Paul's over on the beach.
Yes.
Now, I don't know where you used to meet, but I think you used to rent little spaces here and there.
Yeah, we started out in the Surf Club Hotel.
Yes.
And the Bates family was super gracious to us and gave us access to use the conference room there at the hotel. And then, so we were there for maybe 3 or 4 years. Then we went to the Garden Club of Indian River County, and then the Lord gave us this beautiful building on the beach.
A wealthy person comes along and gives you this piece of land, and other people join in,
right?
And it's a beautiful stone church.
It is.
I wish it was on the corner so more people could see it.
Oh, thank you. But
there's two beautiful stone churches in this town, yours, and then there's the one out here on
On Indian River Boulevard. Absolutely beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And then they put tennis things up in another building, and you can't even see it. It's a shame that these beautiful, beautiful buildings are hidden, but that's the nature of God, is it not?
Right. Yeah.
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 Have you noticed that you both went to school together, but let's go back to the beginning. You're originally from Tanzania?
Correct.
Okay, and how did you end up in the United States, and what school did you two meet at?
Alliance Theological Seminary in Nyack, New York.
Oh, Nyack, New York, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you come here, of all places, to New York to go to school?
First of all, New York was very impressive to me when I was growing up. I read a lot about New York City, and I wanted to be close to a city as I go to school in America. Secondly, Nyack is close to the water, the Hudson River.
Yeah.
So I loved water, and I wanted to be close to the water again, but also at the same time close to New York City. So that's why I ended up choosing to come to
New York. I was on the Hudson River myself in Poughkeepsie, so we have that in common, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you came here to New York. Now, this was pre-becoming
before I became a bishop.
Oh, you already were a bishop?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't. You came as a regular citizen?
Just a regular person.
Okay, had you had a conversion to Jesus yet, or did that take place
converted before long, maybe 1974-5, I became a Christian.
Where, here or there?
No, back there.
Back in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. So you came here as a Christian.
I came here as a Christian.
Now, how did you choose the school where you would meet John Robbins?
I had applied for several schools, about six of them, but I chose Nyack instead of the other. Dallas was one of them, I think.
Seminary Institute, Theological Seminary.
Whitton was one of them, I think.
Yes.
And other schools, but I chose Nyack because of that. But I think it was providential that I could meet Father John.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have met him.
Yeah.
No, that's right. And for some reason, you two hit it right off. Now, you became a Christian like me a little later in life. 1984, you had a conversion experience. What were you prior to that?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Episcopal Church, attended just about every Sunday. I sang in the choir. There was a beautiful men and boys choir at Trinity Southport. But I did not have a personal relationship with Jesus. And so after I graduated from college in 1983, I went to work for my father, who was in the insurance business. I was really heartbroken from a breakup with a girlfriend in college. And
similar home.
Yeah. And just searching, trying to figure out. I mean, I'm starting out in the insurance business, but I'm just a lost puppy trying to figure out, you know, where do I go? Who am I? Where am I going? And I was encouraged to go on a 3-day retreat, Christian retreat. It's called Tres Dias. Other places it's called Crescio. Other places it's called Walk to Emmaus. It's got all sorts of different names and variations, but it's basically the same thing.
You go get away from the noise of the world.
Get away from the noise of the world. You listen to a series of talks about the Christian life, and then they give you an opportunity to receive Christ as Lord and Savior
and
at
you
the end
did.
Of the retreat. No, I did not.
Oh, you did not.
I heard the messages.
Stiff-neck, is he there?
Yeah. I listened. But one of the things that happened was on the last day, the head of the whole retreat got up before the whole group and said, you may think that you have a relationship with God, but unless you know Jesus personally, you cannot know God. And he quoted John 14:6, I think, which is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And that was like, it was a revelation for me. It was like, I thought that I had a relationship with God, but I did not know Jesus.
Billy Graham said to him, people go to church, sit in the pews, they get just enough that they never get it, just like a flu shot.
So anyway, it began basically six. I didn't receive Christ on that weekend, but I couldn't get John 14:6 out of my mind. And so eventually I said a prayer, which I've heard many, many, many other people who come to Christ have said this prayer, which is a pre-conversion prayer, which says something like this. Jesus, if you're real, would you reveal yourself to me?
Did he?
And he did.
What exactly happened?
Yeah. So I was on my way to North Carolina to have a college reunion with my friends. And
so you're in a car.
I'm driving from Fairfield, Connecticut down to Nags Head, North Carolina. And what do? Back in the old days, you're listening to the radio the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening and I'm going, you know how you go through different areas and then it would get scratchy and you'd have to change the channel. And Yeah. And so I turn. And I come to a preacher on the radio. And he's signs and wonders. It's a sinful and adulterous generation that looks for signs and wonders. And I was like, I was immediately hooked because I was going through this time of searching and I was asking Jesus, I need you to give me a sign. I need you to show yourself to me. And I don't know if the name J. Vernon McGee means anything to you.
I met him, and he's been dead for 30 years, and it's still on the radio throughout the world, still.
Right. Yep, so I'm convinced.
J. Walter
Vernon I didn't even know J. Vernon McGee, but then when I heard him later, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is the guy, the twang of his voice.
And y'all
drew me
need
in.
To come to know the Lord.
Yep. And so he was preaching on Doubting Thomas. And he said, you know, Thomas, when Jesus first appeared to the disciples on Easter Sunday, Thomas was not there.
Yeah, correct. He wasn't.
And so when the disciples went to him, they found him. He was out in the street somewhere.
No, I never knew that till this moment.
He went out and they found Thomas and they said, we have seen the Lord.
Yeah.
They were so excited. They were like overjoyed. And Thomas is like, spitting bullets, like he's so angry, and he probably went off to sulk some way after Jesus was crucified. He's discouraged. I've given my whole life to this thing, and now it's just it's gone up in a
flames. I won't believe unless
I will not believe unless I put my fingers in the nail marks and my hand in his side.
Yes, ooh,
right. So it says a week later, Jesus comes through the door.
Literally.
And he goes immediately to Thomas.
Yeah.
Right. Bypasses all the others. he says, Thomas, put your fingers here. Put your hand on my side.
Nothing God misses.
Be no longer unbelieving, but believe.
Yeah.
And with that, Thomas says, my Lord and my God.
Ooh, so you're in the car listening to this.
Right. And so I'm listening to this. And then the final thing that Jesus says is, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe.
Now why?
And it was like, whoosh. I was like, I haven't seen him, but the Lord is giving me a message. It's like I'm being spoken to directly by the Lord at that point. And it's like, I don't have to see him in order to believe. And the whole thing, it's like one of these miraculous things where the Lord brings everything together in that moment. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that that message was for me personally. And so I trusted Jesus. I knew that Jesus was there with me in the car as I'm driving along. So I prayed to receive Jesus in that moment. And, you know, so then my whole, the whole trajectory of my life.
Did you sense anything? That's almost like a conversion from off to on, or?
It was a powerful personal encounter with the living God.
Yeah, that's what I had. So.
It's incredible.
A lot of things seem to happen in people's cars.
Yeah.
My uncle.
Christian radio is very important.
Well, yes, and we're on it now, which is really cool. And we might say something today which might be heard 50 years from now, because now we have on demand. It goes into a library, and that library may last for years and years, just like you were listening to J. Vernon McGee. God bless that man, you know. Ding! Hold on a second. Here we go. Hey, J. Vernon, this is up here in heaven. Up, you got another one. Give him another crown, Dad. I'm only having fun, forgive me.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Yeah.
But
I'm very grateful for J. Vernon McGee. Eternally grateful for him.
I don't know if you are aware of the 700 Club. No. But it was very famous here in town, I mean, in the United States. And he was a black man, as you are. And then there was a white guy named Roberts. Pat Robertson. Yes. This is Pat Robertson. I believe God's visiting.
His son is taken over, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So, and he had been an attorney. Gave everything away because he got converted to Jesus.
Oh, really?
He and his wife for a few years, he said, now you'll remember, this is a great memory. So when you're going through hard times, remember, this is a good time. But they lived on soy beans, soy bread, soy this. So they were, he gave all his furniture away. But God opened up mighty doors, and his ministry still continues today. Operation Blessing, feeding and clothing people throughout the world. He's now passed on. I got to meet him a couple times, and I, matter of fact, debuted my video that we shot in Israel, The Empty Tomb, celebrating Israel. They invited me on to but the point is, they were I was staying up secretly at 3 o'clock in the morning watching the 700 Club, and I saw this white man, this black man, and they're praying. And so, and I'm kind of like secretly praying along, you know, and then they talked about this Holy Spirit. And plus, I've been this bombarded by everywhere I went from people, you know, about Jesus, you know, all these Jesus freaks coming after me. Well, God was after me. He had chosen me. I did not choose him. He chose me.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Prayer and Share is coming up soon, and I'm excited to be taking your calls and speaking with you again. Did you know you are an integral part of our support? Beginning March 31st and continuing through April 11th, you will be able to stand with us in prayer and financial support. Please begin to pray how you can help WCNO spread the good news of Jesus through our programs and music. Won't you consider making that call? 772-221-1100.
Hi, I'm Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Please join me every Saturday at 8:45 a.m. for the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry to hear a message from the Word of God.
Can break through no mountain you can't. can't move on, things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up.
Call that beautiful name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Sing it to him. Call on that name.
Jesus. Call him Jesus.
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 Oh. more time over your children. Call that name, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your going out of comedy, call that name.
Oh, Jesus.
Over your city, call that name.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Your presence makes me.
Your presence makes me.
Your name is healing.
Your name is healing.
Your name is power.
Your name is power.
Your name is mighty.
Your name is mighty.
Set above,
above all names.
You are glorious.
You are glorious.
We adore you and we adore. Oh, Jesus.
Up your hands, say your name is healing.
Your name is healing.
Your name is power.
Your name is power.
It's mightier than any force.
Your name is mighty.
Above all names.
Above all names.
You are glorious.
You are glorious. And we adore you.
Oh,
wave your hands one more time. Call that name, oh Jesus. Come on.
Oh Jesus.
Wonderful name.
The
name is healing. Come on.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Call that name of a depressing Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Wonderful name, Jesus.
Jesus,
oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
your touch has made me whole,
your touch has made me whole,
your touch has made me whole,
your touch has made me whole.
Of your hands tight.
You are glorious and we adore you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Follow light.
Many men will drink the rain, turn and thank the clouds, yeah. Many men will hear you speak, but they will never turn around. But I will not forget you, are my God, my King.
With a thankful heart, bring my offering and my sacrifices. Not what you can give, but what I alone can give to you. A grateful heart I give, a thankful prayer I pray, a wild dance I dance before you, a loud song I sing, a huge bell I ring, a life of praise I sacrifices, not what you can give, but what I alone can give to you. Grateful heart I give, a thankful prayer I pray, a wild dance I dance before you, a loud song I sing, a huge bell I ring, a life of praise.
A place, a deeper place in you. Where my heart is satisfied and true. Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in you.
Colossians 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in you.
and shine in all its truth. And Holy Spirit, flow through me till your love this world can see. Take me to a higher place in you. Holy Spirit, reign on me till your love has finally captured me. Take me to that deeper place in.
of his word.
The earth will shake at the force of his word.
One breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. You wear righteousness like a belt and truth.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station WCNO.
Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
In the light of your will.
formed. The thief and his plans will pass over when he sees the red on the door. I plead the blood. Take my family, 'cause this home belongs to the Lord. So I'm not afraid to remind him he has no claim in this war. I plead the blood, I plead the blood of Jesus, I plead the blood, I plead the blood of Jesus. 'Cause my future is glory to glory, and my freedom's been purchased in full. For all of the weight of his suffering, the Lamb will receive his reward. I plead the blood,
to you. I said, oh. presence, sitting in silence. Lord, give me guidance, show me what to do. I read the Bible, lost in the stories, Christ in His glory, shining through. I said, I'm feeling Jesus. Do you feel Him too? I said, I'm feeling Jesus. Do you feel Him too?
You gave everything to me.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
His feet.